Theater critic Michael Bourne is off-Broadway this week for one of several revivals on Theater Row, this one written by George Bernard Shaw.
Heartbreak House is a play that was meant to be cautionary. Shaw, at the end of World War I, was warning England that another war was inexorable and likely to be apocalyptic. Shaw's characters are all upper crust, wannabe nobility, and pretending to be rich, and playing at marriage and playing at infidelity. Not that there's much actual sex happening in a Shaw play. Heartbreak House was written in what Shaw called a Russian manner, written as if a Chekhov play about fools on an estate, as if the cherry orchard is about to be bombed. Heartbreak House is too silly to be tragic, and the Gingold Theater production pumps up the silliness. David Stoller directed and presents the play as if the actors and audience are all in a bomb shelter under a London theater during the Blitz. They have sing-alongs with the audience, and like the characters, they're having fun playing. The actors and the audience are also doomed, says Shaw. Heartbreak House is long and not especially compelling dramatically or even wittily, but the actors playing actors juggle the silliness energetically. Now at the Lion on Theater Row, I'm Michael Bourne.